A bill that passed the House yesterday would allow unions to be certified as soon as a majority of workers at a plant sign cards authorizing it. Marcus Smith is the political director of Local 150 of the Service Employees International Union in Milwaukee. He says the bill also prevents employers from harassing union organizers.
Every 23 minutes, a worker is fired, intimidated, coerced, or retaliated against for trying to unite to form a union. So this legislation should stop the intimidation.
But the House vote was short of the two-thirds majority that would be needed to overturn a promised presidential veto. Jim Cavanaugh of the South Central Federation of Labor in Madison says even if it doesn't pass, there are thousands of workers who would join unions if they were free of the current intimidation, and they'll be watching who votes for and against this bill.
And those workers deserve to know who in Congress wants to continue to deny them that choice so that in future elections they can cast their vote in a way that may help themselves.
If the bill does pass, it would be the first significant change in the national labor laws since the 1940s when Congress passed the Taft-Hartley Act. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.